In this bulletin, the World Food Programme wins the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize, the World Health Organization reports a record one-day increase in global coronavirus cases, and in sport, the Canberra Raiders defeat the Sydney Roosters in the NRL semi-final classic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. The United Nations Food Agency, the World Food Programme, has won the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize for its efforts to combat hunger and improve conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas. The Rome-based organisation helps an estimated 97 million people in 88 countries each year. Chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Berit Riis-Andersen, noted that the UN agency acts as a driving force in efforts to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict. David Beasley, Executive Director of the World Food Programme, credited the WFP family for the prize.
I mean, this is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's because of the WFP family. They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes, it doesn't matter. They're out there and they deserve this award. And wow.
The World Health Organization has reported a record one-day increase in global coronavirus cases, with a total rising by more than 330,000 in 24 hours. It was led by a surge of infections in Europe, which reported almost 97,000 new cases, the highest total for the region ever recorded by the WHO. Global deaths rose by more than 5,500 to a total of 1.05 million. As a region, Europe is now reporting more cases than India, Brazil, or the United States. United States President Donald Trump is unlikely to return to the campaign trail until at least Monday, as he continues recovering from COVID-19. Mr. Trump has indicated he may hold public rallies over the weekend, but his aides say he is not likely to hold any in-person events at such short notice. On Thursday, Dr. Sean Conley said the president had completed his coronavirus therapy, clearing him to resume public engagements on the weekend. Mr. Trump has credited an experimental antibody drug with his improved condition and told radio host Rush Limbaugh he's trying to fast-track approval for the treatment.
We're already starting the processes. Hundreds of thousands of vials are being sent to the hospitals all over the country. People are going to get immediately better, like I did. I mean, I feel better now than I did 2 weeks ago. It's crazy. And I recovered immediately, almost immediately. I might not have recovered at all.
Victoria's former health minister, Jenny Mikakos, has told the state's hotel quarantine inquiry Premier Daniel Andrews' evidence about private security should be treated with caution. In her response to closing submissions, Ms. Mikakos says it's implausible to suggest no one made the decision to use private security guards in the botched program. Lawyers assisting the inquiry last week argued the decision was not made by one person or one government department. Ms. Mikakos argues the claim has insufficient regard to the realities of governmental operation and decision-making. A nurse at Sydney's St. Vincent's Hospital has tested positive for coronavirus after working a shift while infectious. New South Wales Health has issued a public alert saying the casual nurse worked an evening shift on Wednesday. The department said in a statement it believes the nurse provided specialised care to a single patient and had limited contact with a very small number of colleagues. Contact tracing is underway and the source of the infection is under investigation, though it is believed it occurred outside the hospital. Canberra are one win away from a second straight grand final after they extracted revenge on the Sydney Roosters and ended the defending Premier's shot at an NRL three-peat. In one of their best performances of the year, the Raiders shot out of the blocks to lead 16-0 after 23 minutes, before holding out the fast-finishing two-time defending premiers 22-18. The Raiders' victory avenged last year's controversial grand final loss and sets up a grand final qualifier with Melbourne next Friday at Suncorp Stadium. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 22. Melbourne, sunny morning with a shower or two, 21. Hobart, possible early shower, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong, sunny and 22. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, also sunny, 25. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.